save big money on your next project. Now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You can tell us, but we don't show prep. So,
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha. It's a Six Rick Kane show. Can't forget the name though. Got Jazz Blue Vision DJ break the game code. Ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them. We reporting live from the Hard Rock Stadium. Ball 14 for the orange and green. We see the Six Rick champs. It's more than a dream. This is life on the field. Beyond 100 yards of hurricane that's never still. Put a damage to your squad. The Six Rick Kane show. The Six Rick Kane show. The Six Rings Kane show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Welcome back, everybody. Adios. It's the three amigos this time around. It's not the four horsemen. It's the...
Well, hopefully that means the apocalypse has been averted.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Which is what losing to UF would be, so...
We're bringing the apocalypse to Gainesville in about 3 weeks' time now. So, 3.5 weeks. So, really excited about that. Football season is almost here. I can't believe this is actually, like, the last part of the breakdown of position players. I know we got special teamers also, but you know they don't count apparently. But I'm just kidding. Well, we've got one of the best kickers in the game, so
we said we were doing specialists next week. So yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. Next week is specialist, and then you know season predictions after that, and then SUF week.
SUF, crazy.
Is that quick?
Crazy. Larry Bluestein in the house. What's up, Blue? What's going on, man?
Hey, busy time. Kind of ended up the summer of travel. Had good media days the last 3 weeks. Tampa area, Orlando area, and then South Florida this last weekend. So got an opportunity to see a lot of kids, talk to a lot of coaches. Those are good because even though they tell the coaches to bring four kids, they end up like St. Thomas bringing like 34.
And,
but yeah, it was good. You know, media got a chance to go one-on-one with a lot of the kids that, like the Miami kids, Ezekiel Marcelin, and yeah, it was good. St. Thomas Aquinas, coaches. But now it's time to next 2 weeks on our radio show, we're going to break down the Broward Showcase, which comes up 2 weeks from this week. So it's going to be exciting. Got a lot of local teams the first week, and then the out-of-town teams like Gorman and Bosco and Peachtree Ridge and then Milton with our favorite quarterback in the 2025 cycle. So, yeah, it's you know, it's the weird thing is football – is 8 months off and 4 months actually playing. And, but when you get to this time, you say, wow, that went quick. No, it didn't. No, it didn't.
Tell me about it. That's true.
Well, you almost like, you know, dream of having this type of atmosphere all year round. But football is something, as we've shown on our podcast, that it does go 52 weeks a year.
It really does. And I know high school starts right around the corner. School starts, football starts, everything starts all together pretty much when it comes to high school football. And then you've got, you know, college football starting, I think, a week after that. And I mean, you've got so many things going on right now with regards to football. We've got training camp, of course, for the Dolphins, but also for the Miami Hurricanes. I don't know if you've been out to practice yet, Blue, but we are going to get a special guest on here next week that I haven't even mentioned to you guys, by the way.
Oh, wow. Look at that. You didn't run it by the group?
No. I'm trying to surprise you guys, but you guys know him really well. I think you're pretty good friends with him, Blue. We are trying to confirm, but it looks like he was going to try to do it this week, but he couldn't. So Dono is going to try to come on the show next week and talk some practice, since he's been out there since.
He's been out there a few times.
Get a little bit of an update on how it's going. The good news is, as you mentioned last week, Mark Fletcher is ready to go. Akeem Mesidor is ready to go. Some of those guys have been injured a lot, are ready and are practicing. And I think that this team is really excited about getting out on the field. The coaches poll came out today. The preseason coaches poll came out today and had Miami ranked number 19th in the country.
Wow.
Four ACC teams round out in the top 25. You've got FSU at number 10. You've got Clemson at 14, us at 19, and then NC State, I think, 22. So you've got four ACC programs that are in the top 25, which is nice. I don't count Notre Dame. So, but obviously they're in the top 10 as well. So you've got, you've got some nice, I believe we play all those. No, we don't play Clemson this year, but do we play NC State this year, Vish?
No.
Okay. So only Florida State, I guess, right? From that group. Cause Clemson is, we don't play Clemson.
Well, we do play Louisville, who I think should be in that, amongst.
Yeah. But they're not ranked in the top 25 right now. So
they should be, but that's okay.
Yeah, I think they lost a couple of guys last year that maybe
– Well, side note, my alma mater got ranked in there 5 points for the first time in 38 years, but that's okay.
Look at that.
You got 5 points.
And to answer Melissa's question, it was me. It was me today. I got in like 1 minute before we started. So and then we had to – we actually did a – we did no show prep, but we just had some things to take care of before we got on. So, but here we are. We're ready to go. We're getting ready to talk the secondary today. Before we get to that, I did want to make an announcement. We are, this is something that Vish and myself and some of my family members have done in the past. We didn't do it last year. Last year was very complicated for me because of I was moving to different places and to a different home and stuff like that. So it got complicated. But we are bringing it back this year. We are going to do the annual walk to end Alzheimer's. As some of you may know that listen, if you're in the Discord over with Flo, or if Mel, and some of you, my grandma actually passed away 2 weeks ago, almost 3 weeks ago now, from Alzheimer's and dementia. I mean, it's a terrible disease, man, and unfortunately, she passed 3 weeks ago, but she did gain her angel wings. So she's obviously in a better place now. But, I really want to get out there and raise up the awareness for this, this incredibly terrible disease that really affects one in three adults. And whether it's whether it's themselves or their family. It affects one in three adults. So you got three people on here right now. And so there you go, right?
Definitely takes a toll on the entire family, obviously.
It absolutely does. It absolutely does. And so I definitely want to raise awareness. I've been doing a lot of research myself recently on a lot of things that could avoid or help avoid the, being affected by this disease, and I definitely want to continue to raise awareness on that. So as you can see, we just posted the the link for you all to be able to either join our team for the walk and donate. It's for a great cause. All the proceeds go to raising awareness, to finding a cure, and of course, still, you know, organizing the events and whatnot. So I will be out there walking. You know, if anybody else is in town, if Fish is in town, I'm sure, you know, he did it with us a couple years ago. And, you know, anybody that wants to join the team, I would be more than happy to bring you on the team. But please, if you can, any little amount does help, whether it's $5, five pennies, I don't care what it is. You know, I'll be more than grateful. And the link is right there. It's in the chat.
It's also, if you're watching the replay or whatever on YouTube, it's in the description.
I also have a personal link. I don't know why.
That's the link I've been sharing. So they don't.
Is that the one? Okay.
Yep. All right, cool. So you help Jazz. Obviously, the proceeds go to the Alzheimer's research and support.
Yeah.
Just donate to Jazz to help support him on his walk.
Yes, sir. So we'll be doing that. And the walk is November 16th. So I'm not even sure if the Kings game falls anywhere near that. It is a Saturday. It's a Saturday morning at FIU. So I know FIU doesn't play because it's walking around their stadium and whatnot. But I'm not even sure if we have a game or not that day. I mean, it doesn't really matter, but if it's away or not. But I'll be out there for the walk. And then if the game is at home, then I'll be out for the game after that. So, but make sure you guys go to that link, check it out. Please donate, join the team.
We have a bye that week.
We have a bye.
Oh, wow.
There you go. Sweet. Works out. Make sure you guys do that. Would be forever grateful. And even if it's anonymous, I don't care. It doesn't matter. I appreciate anything. So I do appreciate it. Check out that link. Just copy and paste it. And it's real easy. It's real easy to donate, so just go ahead and go on there. We'll remind you guys at the end of the show as well. So, but it's a bye week, so that's good. But speaking of bye weeks, let's kind of turn it back over to the team. As you know, as we mentioned a little bit, we've got 3 weeks to go before the Kings go up to Gainesville to take on the Gators. And you know, quite frankly, I think that Blue, we've spoken about this a little bit. Last week and the week before, how the defensive front seven is going to really help out that secondary that we consider to be maybe the quote-unquote weakest part of our defense. However, looking back at it and how they recruited it recently regarding the transfer portal and some of the guys that they're bringing in, looks like Miami is actually in a pretty good position there. Whether it's safety or corner right now, and you've got some really good players that they were able to bring in from the transfer portal, and also some really good recruits as well. Talk to me a little bit about that secondary before we get into each position and player-wise. How do you see this secondary really producing this year, considering obviously, you know, everything else around it, the front seven is strong? How do you think they're going to be able to pan out this year?
Yeah, well, we'll change the probably the saying of it is it's not the weakest part, it's just most inexperienced. But that being said, so far in a couple of days that they've been at practice, guys like Damari Brown has really stepped up, which is a good thing because, you know, here's a sophomore and somebody that, you know, we had high hopes for when he was committed and then eventually signed. So I think there's a lot of potential out there. You know, you have a couple of guys with experience, which is good. And then you have some guys with athleticism. And then you look at, you know, they're going to take when we get more in the specifics of the players, there's a couple of guys that they're going to take the wrapping off this year and let them go. Guys who were, you know, just amazing football talents and athletes in high school. And now after a year or two being in a college atmosphere working against some really good offensive weapons, they're ready to go.
Yeah. Vish, you know, he mentioned Damari Brown, he mentioned guys like that, but I think what's going to be important also is the play of your veteran guys, right? Daryl Porter, a guy that's been here a few years now that probably should get a little more recognition than he does. But I think that he's a guy that can come in and really set the tone for that team. Plus, You bring in a guy like Mish Powell, who's a starting safety for the in the national championship game last year, right? So that's got to tell you a little bit about his experience and his playmaking ability as well. Who's, you know, how do you feel that this secondary, whether it's the DBs or the safeties, are all together? How do you think they're going to be able to, you know, really be successful and competitive this year coming into the season?
Yeah, I mean, they'll be fine. They're probably the weakest unit on the defense, but overall they're solid. Like you mentioned, Daryl Porter, he's fine. He's a solid corner. Damari Brown's also, you know, if he can take another step forward. I think the safeties were likely to have Jaden Harris and Isaiah Taylor there, and then Mish Powell kind of in the, whatever we're calling the striker slash corner slash safety role these days. So I think if you look at that just as a unit, that's a pretty strong five. It's not, you know, you can't throw on this team type of thing, but maybe with the defensive line, it becomes that. But no, I don't look at anyone on, and this, again, some of these that we keep talking about on these previews that, you know, it's the first time I've been able to say this in a long time. You don't really look at anyone and say that person shouldn't be starting on an upper level ACC team. So I think it's fine. I think there are many times in the last 10 years or so that this unit would be the strongest unit on the team, but we've upgraded the talent everywhere. So I'm not really worried about it. There's not really like a playmaker in there where you're thinking they're going to, you know, be a game changer. Although we thought we, had some of that last year, and it turns out they blew big coverages instead, and maybe game changed the wrong way. But you know, you don't really have that player where you're like, you know, they're going to make that big interception or force that big turnover to win you the game. But I reiterate, kind of solid, should be fine. I don't think they're going to really, you know, lose us a game.
At least we don't think we have that guy, right? Someone could all of a sudden just come out of nowhere and really be a guy that can come out and make plays. And I think, again, you know, I like the way that I like the way that Blue put it, right? This is not necessarily the weakest team, the weakest position, but more the most inexperienced. You still got some experience, though. You've got Porter there. He's been here a while. You've got Mish Powell. You've got Jaden Harris, who's been here 2 or 3 years now. You know, Ike Taylor coming in from Arizona. You've got some of the other guys. Look, I think a guy that could have a say in what this safety room looks like is O.J. Frederick, the kid out of St. Thomas Aquinas. You know, based off of what I'm hearing already, he's making some major plays in practice. And he looks the part, right? We know you saw him in high school, Blue. He's a big kid already in high school, and now he comes in you know, very physical guy, very, you know, kind of like that ball hawk. He's always around the football, making plays. It seems like he's a pretty sure tackler, which, Vish, I know we used to go crazy about that, right? We couldn't tackle where the shit. And now you're talking about having a secondary that looks like they're physical, they're strong, they can go out there and get guys. I know I just mentioned O.J. Frederick, Blue. Is he a guy that you could see maybe, even though he's a freshman, kind of coming in and really – you know, competing for playing time at the safety position?
Well, yeah, because of the inexperience. Obviously, a guy who, you know, I mean, you look at Jaden Harris and guys like that who have an opportunity to be pretty special. And Markeith Williams, who's been here, this is his third year. And you think that he would have an opportunity to, you know, do something. Brian Ballum, is he ready? I mean, he's been here. This is what, fourth year coming up? Third, fourth year?
Wow, he's still on the team. I didn't even realize that.
I don't know. Zaquan Patterson, who's probably going to be a nickel with me. Probably he and Mish Powell will probably be the nickels. Listen. There's a lot of potential. There's a lot of uncertainty. And I think that things can be remedied just by playing time and getting to see how these guys do together. You know, I mean, that's from the safety position, because to me, I think the corner spot has perhaps as much athleticism with the kid Jadarius Richard and, you know, and Damari Brown. And I'll tell you a guy that I'm really anxious to see, and I think he's got an opportunity to make as many strides just because of his athleticism and what I saw him do in high school is the kid Robert Stafford.
Yep.
He's a 40-inch vert, got a wingspan of like a 747, and he certainly is – I mean, he's amongst the best athletes on the team. You know, I mean, a guy could drop him and Coach L could have him as a seventh, eighth man on the team and not hurt himself. I mean, that's just kid has an opportunity to be really special. So, like I said, you know,
yeah, perform with the killed me. Yes, our basketball team is really deep this year. So, he ain't cracking that rotation, Blue. Sorry.
Who, Stafford?
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
That's right, Bill. I got the
we went deep into the portal this time and got depth because last year we did not do that. And anyway, Buckets on Wednesday. We have Coach Fitz on from the women's team, so definitely check that out. Anyway, back on topic, Blue.
You know, look, I think Robert, I think you're right. I think Stafford is going to have something to say. I think Dyami Hill is going to be a big key in this defense. I don't know if they'll keep him outside and just rotate him with Brown and Porter. Or if they'll put him in the nickel, that nickel striker position, or kind of move those guys around. You know, he's not a huge kid, but you know, he knows this defense, right? He played for Coach Guidry over at Marshall. He played for Coach Chevis Jackson, who's now here the cornerbacks coach or the DB. I'm sorry, the DB coach down here at Miami now as well. So his familiarity with this defense, I think, is going to play a huge role in his playing time. I know he's a talented kid as well. So I think that this defensive backfield is a lot more talented, I think, and a lot better than maybe we're giving it credit for. We'll see, right? They still have to perform. I think we said that, as Vish mentioned, we said that a couple years ago too with some of these players. But, didn't even mention guys like Isaiah Thomas, Dylan Day, we mentioned O.J. Frederick and Zaquan. Obviously, Ike Taylor is also Jason Taylor's kid. Brian Balaam, as you mentioned, Markeith Williams. I mean, there's a ton of guys there. It's just a matter of who takes it by the horn, and ends up being your starting guy. So if you had to, I guess if you had to pick, Vish, who you're starting. Three defensive backs and your two safeties would be, who are you picking right now to be your guys?
Yeah, I think I ran through this earlier, but it's so the corners is Damari Brown, Daryl Porter, and Meech Powell, and the safeties are Isaiah Taylor and Jaden Harris.
Wow, so you think Ike Taylor comes in and starts? Mm-hmm. Nice. All right. I like that. I think he's talented. I think he's a good player. You know, I don't think he's the kind of kid that's going to come in and start just because Jason Taylor is here. I think he is that talented enough to play. So I'm good with it. I like it. So what about you, Blue? What do you think?
Yeah. I do. Well, the only alternative at the free safety spot would be Balaam, and he's, I think Isaiah's had a little bit more experience. The strong, you still have Markeith Williams. If he moved over, I don't think he's. I think he's more of a strong safety than he is a free safety, but yeah, no, I don't. I think they want to go seven deep though. I think that's what I was told. They want to at least be in a position where they're seven deep,
right,
and they can interchange, during the game, which last year they didn't, the results weren't too positive. Plum.
Yeah. Well, I think that this year they do have that depth. I think I know that Meech Powell is more of a free safety type, right? So, but I still think that he starts at the safety position with Jaden Harris. I think those two are their safeties, and I think they put Dyami Hill as a nickel to start off with Porter and Damari Brown on the other side. But the truth is that doesn't mean those are the guys that are going to get the most reps, right? It all depends on what type of offense. Each team is playing is how they're going to match up. But in a base type of defense, I think that those guys are the guys I think. I think Diami Hill is going to come in and assert himself in that starting lineup and
right.
make plays. So, but you really can't go wrong if you put in Ike Taylor. I think that he's got enough experience. I think that Markieff Williams, he's talented enough to be there, to be that guy. But has he put it all together? Does he know the playbook, right? Is he going to be at the right place at the right time? And I think that was the biggest issue with Markieff was, being, kind of playing within the defense, right? Not kind of, going out there freelancing a little bit. So I think that was the biggest issue with him. Because he'll hit you and lay you out, even though he's not huge. He'll still lay you out. He's a boomer, right? But, I think that he's going to get some playing time. But my dark horse is definitely O.J. Frederick. What about you? Who's Vish, if you had to pick a guy that could come in and make some noise and fight someone for a starting spot, who's your dark horse on that defensive backfield?
Yeah, I'll go with Melissa's guy here, who apparently she thinks can take Joe Bates' spot in the top 10, Stafford. Because I do think, we're talking primarily about our base defense, which will generally have three kind of corner types and then two safeties, but I think we're gonna also see extra DBs on the field with the way teams throw now, and especially expect our defensive line to cause a lot of havoc and force teams in the long yardage. I think Stafford's kind of the next guy up. I would expect so. I think he'll play a lot. And when Blue mentioned seven deep, keep in mind we're starting five, so we're really not talking about.
Yeah, right.
We're not going that deep into the bench there to find a couple more guys. But to Blue's point, last year when we rotated, the drop off was massive. So sure. Then we had some injuries. Now hopefully some of that pays off. This year, like Richards got a lot of run last year he otherwise wouldn't have. So hopefully that can help if he has to go in there. But yeah, seven deep, we're looking for two. Others in addition into five.
I can't believe I keep forgetting Jadeus Richards. Like, he started some games last year, and here I am like saying, oh well, he's another guy that could easily start on this team. And I mean, starting in the SEC, I'll be at Vanderbilt, but he's still starting in the SEC. So that's a guy that definitely can make some noise too. What about you, Blue? Who's your kind of your dark horse that can come in and make some noise at that position?
Well, I had said Robert Stafford early on.
Well, no, Vish stole your thunder. You got to go with someone else now.
Okay. Zaquan Patterson.
There you go. Why not, right? The best safety in the country.
What the heck,
What the heck? Let's go with him.
I forced my hand, man.
Can I tell you the truth, though, Blue? I feel like he's such an obvious pick for a guy that could break out, right, and be a stud right off the bat because he was so damn good in high school that sometimes I even forget, that's right. It's Zaquan Patterson, right? It's tough. It's tough sometimes.
Right.
But it's true. He can come in and take Jaden Harris's spot or take Meech Powell. Who knows? You never know.
You never know. I mean, but you even mentioned Orange Juice Frederick though. Frederick.
He's a good player. Do you like him? Do you like OJ?
Yeah, he's a big body kid. When he was at when he was at Deerfield Beach, they kind of played him too many spots, but when he got to St. Thomas, he was more regimented at one position, and they didn't need him to do everything. But yeah, he's a big old guy, and I think that he's got a lot of athleticism. Type of kid that probably play multiple secondary positions, which is great. And we only want him to play one.
Right, exactly. And a kid that's probably not going to get as much playing time, but we saw that he's talented. Right, saw him in the All-Star game, Dylan Day.
Yeah.
Really good in the Under Armour game. So I think that's a kid that maybe a year or two from now is going to be, one of those guys that we're going to be saying that was a really good pickup by the staff. But, that's it. What did Mel say here? Patterson can be.
Well, these bots in the chat are getting out of control with their freaking trying to sell products.
Look at this bot. I don't know. We should start.
Yeah. This is where's the ban button? Yeah, but anyway, if you want the four hoodies, they're for sale and about the fans. Go there and search for hoodies, you'll see them. She was talking about Patterson being another Damari Brown. where we start to see him as the season progresses. I think we agree with that, right? I think he'll ramp up. You know, starting with Florida, as much as I've been insulting them because they suck, not necessarily the best time to work in a true freshman, but we'll see. But as the season goes on, then interested to get y'all's thoughts on this. Ralph says he thinks he sees Damari Brown more of a fit at nickel. What are your thoughts on that? I see him on the edge more, but
yeah, I do too.
So do I. And the reason why is because he's very physical and he can match up with the bigger wide receivers better. Typically, you're going to see your bigger wide receivers on the outside, not necessarily on the inside. You know, he's what? He's maybe 6'1", 6'2", maybe, Blue?
Yeah.
He's a big kid.
6'1", right? 6'2", yeah.
Yeah, big kid, 190, 200 pounds, strong, you know, physical guy. I think that's going to play a factor in him staying out there. You know, now, you know, you may see some formations where, you know, you want one of those big guys to cover a tight end that maybe they have, maybe a team that we're playing has one of these big time tight ends, then you might see something like that where he's just gonna spy that tight end or whatever you call it, just kind of lock him down the whole time. So, so we'll see. Yeah, I'm not saying he can play the nickel, right? I'm saying
no.
I think he definitely could, but I think you're taking away from a big physical guy that can play those big wide receivers outside. Now, if there's no big outside wide receivers, then yeah, you can mess around with it a little bit, but I think that if you're going to have a big guy like that, like a, you know, size-wise, maybe a, you know, 6'4" type wide receiver, then you might want to have some guy that's physical out there kind of covering him on that side. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens there. What did Ralph say? He can run with the tight ends and bigger running backs. That's why. Yeah, I get that. So that's why I just mentioned that. I mean, if it's a big tight end or whatnot, then maybe. But another Ralph. Look at that. Ralph and Raph. Ralph not mentioned by the injury for nickel. Yeah, again, I think he's an outside guy. So we'll see what happens there. Let us know in the chat who you guys think should be the starting defensive backfield. Typically going with two outside guys, a nickel and two safeties. So if you guys got something to say in the chat, go ahead and post your comments there as we continue to move it forward here.
The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rigs Kane Show. You know.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.